If somebody 200 years ago saw a cell phone today, they think it was magic. The future is here, just not equally distributed. We are being implanted. They say the average person has the size of a plastic spoon in their brain from nanoplastic. We are being bombarded by design. What is this really about? It's force accelerated evolution. We're being tested on. That's the facts. Jesse, we got like 25 minutes left until I go down and interview our next big guest, Myron Gaines, in studio, first interview since we shifted over the network. But I'm just upfront about all this. I was already aware of your work years ago. You got to be friends with Sean Johnson. We hung out, worked out some together, went on hikes. I already know a lot of this, so I knew when you were telling me this stuff on these long hikes, like, you knew what you were talking about. You knew a lot more than I did. So you came on, very popular guest. And then you were also, I already knew this, I already knew that zeolites are really good at pulling heavy metals out and other toxins. Not all zeolites are the same. And you guys have a sponsor that you brought on with us that I'm just going to tell people point blank. Just the dreams you have when you go on this, what it does to your brain, what it pulls out in your body, but how it also then replaces it with good minerals is amazing. Let's do a plug, you know, straight up here. That's not why you even came on. I don't think you knew I was going to do this. But we can put a URL where people get a 10% discount on the masterpiece, probably the very best zeolite that's out there. Bigley has a great one, you know, as well, but this one's really special. Explain what the zeolite does, and then if people go to this URL we'll put on screen, they get an additional 10% off just by going to the URL or using the promo code that's there on the site. But tell us about this masterpiece zeolite.
Well, we'll step it back just a second. You remember we interviewed Rafe, the MI6 whistleblower, who Oxford-educated PhD in chemistry. What he had disclosed to us back in 2016, that all other agents were being encouraged basically to take silicates. And zeolite Z is a form of silicates. And the reason is, it's because it's a negatively charged mineral, which binds, basically becomes a magnet and pulls out these toxic metals, specifically the graphene oxide, the silica, and other toxic metals and other things like toxic plastics. It'll pull that out of your system, and then you'll excrete it through normal means, through sweat, urination, defecation, women in menstruation. And I can tell you this, that prior to me helping with the study in the United Kingdom, the human subject study, that because I saw the blood test data, that it was pulling out very consistently and progressively on the downslope, the graphene oxide out of the human blood samples. And that was very compelling to me. So I started recommending that my clients start taking it. And immediately they were saying they were seeing positive results, anywhere from 50 to 70% reduction in their symptoms. Well, coincidentally enough, the human subject study that we did in the UK also had the same similar results. And so I shouldn't have been surprised. But on the mean average was an 80% reduction, not only in the symptoms, but for the first time ever in 20 years as an investigator, I actually saw locations that normally come up positive on an RF test or nonlinear junction detection test go away. And I've never seen that before. And so we would see reductions. Some people had a 95% reduction in the area.
To be clear, you test people with different monitors, but your machine even found the pen in my leg. And especially soldiers, diplomats, it's always worse. I just have a civilian model of where these things migrate to. They put in the food, the water, everything. It's on record. I had zeolite sponsors 25 years ago. They're good chelators, good detoxifiers. This is a little bit different the way they do masterpieces, why it's so special. So it's just remove things, it brings good things in. But you've shown the demonstrations. People get on this for a while, and then the amount of the readings goes way down.
Absolutely. And, you know, not only is our study raised eyebrows, but I can guarantee you we're probably going to, I would not be surprised here in the very near future, you can read through the lines, that people up in our government who may be working with federal employees are probably going to be recommending that they start taking the Zeolite Z.
By the way, this came out, I was told about this by Dr. Zelenko, who later died, a bunch of others, then it came out on mainstream news. During COVID, all the diplomats, the elites, were gobbling ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, while telling the public not to take it, and while the feds gave $2.2 billion to two major pharmacies, CVS and Walgreens, not to prescribe it to people. So it just shows that they are taking what they know they're supposed to while trying to keep us from getting it.
Yeah. So remember, Rafe, the MI6 whistleblower, they were all being told to be to take silicates. So basically, zeolites. It's very, very similar, because they already knew that it would pull out the graphene oxide and these amplifying metals that are in this nanotech system. So it definitely works.
Well, explain what zeolites do and why Masterpiece is so special.
Well, it is like a chelator. It is a binder. Because it's negatively charged and the metals are positively charged, it basically attracts it. And then what happens is what zeolite Z has in it, it also has some very beneficial C minerals. And so the receptor sites that now are empty get replaced with those healthy C minerals. And that's probably, in a layman's term, the best way to describe it.
And in layman's terms, everything's chemistry. So in science, if there's a bad thing, there's always a good thing to counter it.
Most of the time, if you know how to pull the bad thing out and replace it with the good thing, and the body will naturally gravitate to that because it wants to be in a homeostasis, a state of congruency. And that's where, your health comes from. But right now, we know that this stuff is in our ecosystem. It's in our water. It's in our foods. Rafe disclosed it's in the grasses, in the trees, it's everywhere. And that is the mechanism on how they're going to be able to track everything in the future, so that you are protecting these green zones from those things that they may deem as negative towards those green zones. It could compromise them. And so you think about it, it really is a brilliant way to track everything, but you now have people who are playing God. And
we're going to get this in a moment. Bottom line, I'm sorry to interrupt. 15 years ago, whatever it was, Johnny Depp has this hyped up movie, Transcendence, where the AI is taking over. He merges and becomes a dust that enters every living thing, and the AI saves the world by absorbing us. Sounds like the Borg alien takeover, but then it turns out that's the actual plan.
Well, pretty much. And unfortunately, the majority of us are not part of that plan. And basically, they're going to write us off. And I, as a firefighter paramedic, I talk about triage. And right now, what I see is we're now facing a global triage. And what there will only be is what we would call green, which would be the ones that are deemed livable, and black, those who you're writing off as deceased. And that is really what the world is facing. And this is why it's important that everyone wakes up. You had Dr. Greer on recently, and he talked about if we would just unify and use our God-given talents to come up with a way, because we have this innate creativity within us and ingenuity, to really come up with maybe some technologies that could protect us from this great EMF event, that is going to be coming to the Earth, and the data is there. This is not speculation. It's not when, if, or maybe. It's just, I meant to say, it's when it's going to happen, not if, but when.
And for those who don't know, the currents are slowing, the slowest thing ever measured in 300 years in the Atlantic and the Pacific. The magnetic field's weakening and the magnetic pole's moving. But you say it's going to happen. I mean, if it's moving a bunch right now, couldn't it change? I mean,
well, it's not about the magnetic, the pole shifting, because they've shifted in our history before and nothing significant happens.
I bring it up because it's moving at record levels too.
Yeah, over 120 miles a year. Okay. But we're also losing that protection. So it's becoming like Swiss cheese. And so radiation starts to infiltrate those areas. Now you put that synergistically with 5G towers, 6G towers, and you're basically speeding up this process. And Dr. Cruz says you're going to start to see massive spikes in children cancers, massive spikes in brain diseases, because it's going to affect human cognition. And I think we're already seeing that. I mean, it seems like common sense isn't common anymore. And
Congress just confirmed Edward Dowd's 5-year-old research from insurance numbers that there's a 40% plus increase in morbidity from 45 and under. There's an overall 6% increase in cancer deaths since COVID. I mean, this is happening.
Exactly. And strangely enough, on May 13th of 2026, the House Oversight Task Force Committee hearing is going to be bringing up the MK Ultra topic again. And that's headed by Anna Paulina Luna, who chairs on the Oversight Committee. And they want to address the fact that these declassified documents that the CIA had released were talking about using, creating mind control techniques, utilizing vaccines and distribution. And so I'm encouraging everyone out there who's listening, if what I have shared with you today doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. But I suggest that everyone out there plan on being at that Oversight Committee meeting. I know they're limited seating, but the more victims particularly that can show up, particularly those in the military, those in intelligence, and the victims that I represent here who have been suffering from this publicly, at least I've been exposing since 2010. We know there are cases that are much earlier than that into the 80s. But it's so, this
somebody,
is
I mean, real
important.
Quick, keep going, but I want to unpack this. A month ago, they declassified Project Artichoke, where the CIA says, yeah, we're putting stuff in vaccines to control people, which you already knew, but now they're confirming it. Then you have all of this other information coming out, and there's obviously some good people in the government as well. Why do you think this is all coming out now?
Well, because you do have some white hats, people that want to tell the truth. Because here's the bottom line. Whether they were on this side in the beginning or not, the ultimate goal is that they end up on our side, which is the side for humanity. No one is safe. The only ones who are going to be safe are those who are in the green zones and have these million-dollar bunkers that they're building underneath their facilities. Because I think everyone's starting to realize is that they are no longer safe. You may be the strong arm of the law right now, but eventually, if AI is in charge, this AI god that Elon talks about that we're creating, it's not going to be good for you because they're not going to need you anymore. Because remember, if you know what happened in Venezuela, it can happen here. And if you're not the chosen ones, or you don't go along with the program, the imperialistic system, then you are going to be eliminated just as well.
So this is literally the mark of the beast. This is literally the mark of the beast we're talking about.
Absolutely, this is the mark of the beast, and I call it that. I'm now talking to mega churches and leaders of those platforms. And I'm now talking about this is my Mark of the Beast tour to educate them and show them from a scientific perspective, because we have cases where prior to that jab, where there were non-consensually implanted devices that were being pulled out of my clients.
And now we have studies. And now we have studies. People already saw it, but now admitting that people took up the COVID shots and boosters have bizarre behavioral stuff of mental illness, violence, suicide once they've taken it. Why is that?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think it's because of what Dr. Cruz, the phenomenon that Dr. Cruz talks about. These towers are now popping up everywhere. The distance restrictions that the FCC held on these lower emission devices, like our Bluetooth devices and our routers, have been completely taken away. So now the system is complete. Okay, now all they need to do is step it up to the 6G, and that's when I think the majority of people are going to be turned on. I see people who are turned on now, and I think those were the beta test, and they have been experimenting consistently. So this should be no surprise to anyone, particularly that you know that you have been duped. You have been non-consensually implanted, whether you want to call it mRNA or you want to call it biologics or genetics. The bottom line is just these are just smaller implants that you can't see with the human eye. Now, you are going to be connected to the Internet of Things. Each and every one of you is a walking node. We have a whistleblower who was at the meeting with BioNTech, and we verified his notes, and they were talking about utilizing this lipid nano.
I mean, wait a minute. Bill Gates has patents 10 years old about lipid nano and vaccines to track you by satellite and 5G to control you in the blockchain.
Correct. And he was a big investor in BioNTech, okay? A huge investor.
I just want listeners to know, you're not just saying this. I know it sounds, it's like, I already, everything you say is like, yeah, I already know that. I know that. I just, the public doesn't get it. I'm not trying to be saying they're dumb. I'm just saying, folks, he's not lying here. This is real.
Yeah, well, they can fact check. And I have no issue with anyone fact checking what I'm saying. Because I know that when they do that, they're going to find out it is absolutely 100% true.
So this is a covert revolution that's so obvious they can't cover it up. Now, what do we do?
Yeah. Well, I think these are war crimes. This is a bioweapon. And we need to stand up and start holding people accountable. We need to start, I believe what Dr. Cruz is sharing, decentralize the monetary system. We need to decentralize the education system so that parents out there have the freedom to
You're right. Only centralization allows this to operate.
Correct. And decentralization in the health system, which has been weaponized against us. The Rockefeller health system is not your friend. It is designed to have recurring revenue. Okay. It is designed to keep you sick so that you continue to depend on big pharma.
It's designed to suck your money out while they kill you. So this came out 15 years ago, and I first reported people didn't believe me. I was told by Marines and Army that they were doing these drills of mowing down the public, but they said, we're not going to tell you it's the public. We're going to say it's zombies. But they would tell the Marines and Army, look, when society collapses, we believe it's going to happen during any emergency. The public within a week becomes rabid killers, which is true. Not defending the idea, but it's just how it works. You're going to have to mow them down. We're going to call them zombies. So they have these drills of just mowing down thousands of Americans, training them, but they call them zombies. Like, why is the Army training for a zombie apocalypse? Why is the Marine Corps? Because that's just the cover story. And they're gearing up literally for this, but they're the ones releasing it as the brains rot, as the public goes crazy, as society breaks down. And then the elites will pull everybody back under them, saying they're protecting them while they're depopulating us, when it's all a master plan. Just like the movie The Kingsman, where the screen programs you to kill everybody, but really it's the chemicals, the nanotech, then the electromagnetic programming you, but they're telling you what their plan is. It's like Moonraker 2.0.
Yeah, and I think the final piece of that puzzle is decentralize the food system. Why make it so difficult for people to grow their own natural, healthy, organic foods? But this is all by design. You know, I know what the answer is, and the answer is this is about complete slavery and control, and you're not part of the plan at the top. And when people start to realize that this is no longer about us, I think it's too late for us, but it's not too late for us to take a stand for our genealogy and our children and our generations to come. And that's what's important here. And I think that's what everyone needs to take to heart and really think about that. Do you want a future if your children are one of the lucky ones? Are they lucky if they're completely enslaved, where their thoughts, their cognitive freedom are no longer theirs? Remember, I've shared with people the documents in previous episodes about how you can imprint memory sets and erase memory sets. So if someone can program your belief system, what kind of freedom is that? Is that the future that you want for your children? And I know every parent out there, that bond between a parent and a child, that love, you want nothing for the best. So if you really, truly want the best for them, you better stand up now. For those of you who stay quiet, you're just as culpable. And I hate to be so direct, and some people may take that in a different way that I intend. But the bottom line is I'm trying to wake your butt up, because this is no joke. This is real. This is happening now. And if you don't stop it, your children don't have a chance.
It's just incredible. I want to play a clip from the 12-year-old movie, 2014, Johnny Depp, The Singularity. Because when I saw this, I was like, oh my God, they're going to create smart nanotech, smart dust, which I already talked about. It takes us all over and it protects us. But no, it's actually absorbing us. This is the Borg. And it's not coming from a distant star system. It's our own elites doing it. This is totally satanic. Here's the trailer.
The path to building superintelligence requires us to unlock the most fundamental secrets of the universe.
Intelligent machines will soon allow us to conquer our most intractable challenges.
To develop new methods for the early detection of cancer.
To build a better future for all of us.
Simply put, to save lives.
Once online, its analytical power will be greater than the collective intelligence of every person born in the history of the world.
Professor?
What did you do?
Take out the cores.
Revolutionary independence from technology, RIFT.
They hit AI labs all over the country.
You're determined to stop any attempt at what you call transcendence.
We're looking at 5 weeks before a system shuts down.
When I'm gone, keep moving forward.
I won't let you go.
We can upload his consciousness.
We can save him.
Not like this. If we missed anything, how will you know who you're dealing with? Oh, my God.
It's like my mind has been set free. I'm going to need to expand. I need more power. Get me online.
This is no will. Shut it down.
Shut it down? It's him.
Where are you going?
Everywhere.
Your friends, they don't know the danger.
If she connects to the internet, the first thing it'll do is copy it up. And then there is no taking it down.
The real will die.
Whatever it is, it's building an army out there.
What is this?
It's evolution.
This isn't evolution. It's an abomination.
What the hell's happening?
I'm able to fix them.
This has gone too far, Will. Stop it!
I don't understand. This is the future.
This is not our future. Evelyn!
You're not here with me.
So they're building data centers everywhere. Saying we don't get to have any energy, but it does. It's all the water. It's everything. And notice, it's about the elite living forever. That's what this AI is for. Stop him.
It will be the end of mankind as we know it.
But then he becomes a dust, takes us all over. We now know have no consciousness. He is our God. But this is a good movie. He's the hero, Jesse Beltran.
Well, you're absolutely true. And that pretty much it puts the nail on the head. And this is why, the white hats are starting to come forward. I know the phenomenon about the scientists all disappearing or dying. I have another whistleblower opportunity, MI6 intelligence guy.
Stay there. Do five more minutes with us. People need to go, though, to your amazing sponsor, our amazing sponsor. It's incredible. It's on Record of Chelator. It's one of the best, if not the best. It's very special. Zeolites. We'll put that on screen for folks. You get 10% off when you use promo code Alex. We'll put that URL up if we can for TV viewers. Masterpiece.health. Promo code Alex, 10% off. We'll be right back. Masterpiece.health. Stay with us. Because of God's